In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to look at an old Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of January the 16th, 1927, by E.A. Elam. The title of the Sunday school lesson is The Christian's Use of the Bible. And we'll read the lesson text and the golden text and the devotional reading for the Sunday school lesson in just a moment. But first, at the very end of our last Sunday school lesson about Jesus' sermon on the plain, where he talks about the Christian standard of life, we have this little piece of poetry. It says this: In speaking of another's fault, pray, don't forget your own. Remember, those with homes of glass should never throw a stone. If we have nothing else to do but talk of those who sin, 'tis better to commence at home and from that point begin. I'll tell you of a better plan, and find it works full well, to try your own defects to cure before of others tell. And though sometimes I hope to be no worse than some I know, my own shortcomings bid me let the faults of others go. Then let us all, when we commence to slander friend or foe, think of the harm one word may do to those who little know. Remember, curses sometimes, like our chickens, roost at home. Don't speak of others' faults until we have none of our own. Well, it's a good advice and an interesting poem. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's look to this Sunday school lesson about the Christian's use of the Bible. The lesson text is found first in Deuteronomy, and then in 2 Timothy. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, we read, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, and thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house, and upon thy gates. Now here we are from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But abide thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, finished, furnished completely unto every good work. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The devotional reading is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid up in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the ordinances of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now we are also advised that we might want to read Psalm 19, 7 through 14. And here is that reading. The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Clear thou me from hidden faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I shall be clear from the great transgression. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. It is further suggested that we read from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 47. And he said unto them, These are my words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that in all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And then another passage we're requested to consider is John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40. Ye search the scriptures, because ye think that in them ye have eternal life. And these are they which bear witness of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye may have life. Those words we read earlier from the book of Deuteronomy were delivered to the children of Israel by Moses on the plain of Moab. And in the geographical note for this lesson, it says the plain of Moab was east of the Jordan, opposite Jericho, and it is said was 9 miles long and 6 miles wide. Here are some helps and hints for the teacher. It is the teacher's duty and responsibility both to practice and to impress this lesson. This lesson should cause us to see the folly of sin and of placing inexperienced, thoughtless, and even flippant ones, young or old, over others as teachers of the Bible. Such persons are not competent to teach the Bible. God's rule is for the experienced, both in the knowledge and practice of truth, the older ones in the church, the older women in their sphere, and the older men in their sphere, to teach others. See, for instance, Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. This is where Paul writes, But speak thou the things which befit the sound doctrine, that aged men be temperate, grave, sober-minded, sound in faith, in love, in patience, that aged women likewise be reverent in their demeanor, not slanderers or enslavers to much wine, teachers of that which is good, that they may train the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sober-minded, chaste, workers at home, kind, being in subjection to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The younger women likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself an example of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. Now returning to our lesson text, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4, where Moses said, "Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah." It is with many exhortations God warned the Israelites against forbidding him, worshiping idols, and going into other sins. It is stated, "This is the commandment and the statutes and the ordinances which Jehovah your God shall command and teach you." The statutes and the ordinances embrace the worship and service of God and all duties to man. Moses had just repeated the Ten Commandments in the preceding chapter, and the land in which they were about to possess, the Israelites were to observe the statutes and commandments of God, that thou mightest fear Jehovah thy God, to keep all his statutes and commandments. Verse 2. The only way to fear and honor God is to obey him. Frequent repetitions were made of these blessings to encourage the Israelites. Pestilence, famine, and sword, with numerous other temple afflictions were held up as some of the fearful consequences of disobedience. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 28. "It shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that Jehovah thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou be, shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy beast, the increase of thy cattle, and the young of the flock. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy kneading trough. Blessing shall come up to thee when thou comest in, and blessing shall be yours when that shall be thine when thou goest out." And this chapter, Deuteronomy 28, goes on to repeat and to explain all the blessings God has in store for those who will serve him, and yet it talks about all the curses and consequences toward those who would deny him. Now Moses said, "Jehovah is one." He said, "Hear, O Israel." This is an exhortation to heed what Moses was teaching. Jesus frequently exhorted his audience to hear him, not the sound of his voice, but to heed his words. Jesus would say, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." These exhortations are repeated frequently throughout the New Testament. "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Matthew 13:16. The fearful consequences of not hearing are also given. Jehovah our God is one Jehovah means Jehovah is one and the only true God. Israel did not, as the heathens have gods a many and lords many, a firm belief in the one true and living God, the perfect, self-existing, self-sufficient one, would arm the Israelites against idolatry. The first commandment of the ten were directed against idolatry. The fact that Jehovah our God is one Jehovah was emphasized in the Old Testament, that the Israelites might not divide their affections between Jehovah and any idol or God. There is no other.